Good morning, George. How are you?
Great, thanks, Tony. How are you?
It's great to have you here. Well, I'm a USA Today guy. I read a lot of newspapers, but I really like that newspaper. And I'm reading Monday's paper, and right in the front page in the top fold is a headline that reads, "Seeking Tourists, States Try to Recast Their Image. Pure Michigan, Think Coastline, Not Urban Decay." And after reading the story, what a nice hit, if you will, for the state of Michigan and for the Pure Michigan Ed. Tell us a little bit about what you thought about the story.
Well, obviously, we thought it was great. I mean, to be recognized as a success story in a state tourism campaign by USA Today and, you know, have that broadcast nationally is a beautiful thing. And, you know, the campaign started in 2006, and it's just continued to gain momentum. So, yeah, we were thrilled by that recognition. And actually, I had some news to break today. We have some more recognition that just happened last night.
Well, lay it on us.
All right. So last night was the annual awards of the U.S. Travel Association. Every year the states compete for awards on their tourism promotion programs. And last night, Pure Michigan won a record 4 Mercury Awards. That's the most we've ever won at one time. And we won the awards for Best State Tourism Television Commercial, Best State Tourism Radio Commercial, obviously Pure Michigan in both cases, the Best State Tourism Partnership Program, and also the Best State Tourism Welcome Center Program. So we won those 4 awards last night, the most won by any state.
And where did that happen at?
Actually, the conference was in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay. And do you think that validates not only the campaign itself, but the funding for that campaign? Because as you know, it's been a struggle for you and your staff to get funding for this campaign. Not so much important for the state of Michigan, but in the region and around the country.
Well, I think that, you know, the awards are great and the coverage in USA Today is great. But actually, I think the most important thing is the results of the campaign itself. And so, you know, while we're thrilled to be on the front page of USA Today and we're thrilled to get to these 4 national awards, it's really the return on investment studies we do every year, which, you know, may not generate quite as much news. It's not quite as sexy. But, you know, we have shown since 2006, since this campaign was launched, that the advertising, you know, motivates enough new trips to Michigan to more than pay for itself, because those visitors that are motivated by the advertising, they come here, they pay, they, you know, spend money at Michigan businesses, they pay state sales tax, and we have calculated that the state gets back about $2 to $3 for every dollar we spend on out-of-state advertising. And well, I think that's really the key number.
Ritz Johnson is a Fox News Radio reporter that we have on the program quite frequently, and he works covers Washington, D.C., as well as New York City. And he has told me that when traveling, when he was in both cities, he has seen Pure Michigan ads. And in the folks that he talked with about those ads and in the thought process, he said when he thought about Michigan, he'd think about Detroit. But seeing those ads got him thinking about Michigan in a positive light. And the story in USA Today kind of focuses on branding, not only Michigan as a state to come and play, but, hey, Michigan is much more than the blight of downtown Detroit.
Well, and I think that's right. And, you know, obviously there are a lot of good things going on in Detroit besides the challenges they have. But I think what the campaign really has done, and now that we've gone national and done national cable TV advertising for the last 2 years, it's really put a new face on Michigan nationally. You know, it's presented a new image of Michigan. And I will tell you that I think before we started advertising nationally last year, there were literally tens of millions of Americans who did not have a clue about us as a destination and never even thought about a Michigan vacation. But, you know, we as Michiganders, we know how great the state is as far as a place to travel. We've done those things. We've gone up north. We've gone to the West Coast. You know, we've enjoyed the cities. But, you know, around the country, that was just not known, and that was not our image. And so I think that's why the national Pure Michigan advertising is so important to the state.
Then why does opponents like Michael Lefebvre, who's from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, think that it's a waste of tax dollars?
Well, you know, there are people out there that even when presented with outside verifiable research, just don't believe that government probably should do anything. And, you know, I'm just not one of those people. I think that if you can prove the results of the campaign, then those are the results of the campaign. And again, the research company we use is an outside company to verify that return on investment. They're doing this kind of research not just for tourism destinations, but for Procter & Gamble, for General Motors. So they are a trusted source by corporations around the world. And yet, you know, there's some folks who believe the earth is flat, I guess. I'm not sure.
George Zimmerman is the Michigan State Tourism Director, and you're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And it brings me back to the question, and I've asked you this two times, and I guess I'm looking for more information. Why is there so much resistance from state legislators? We see the feedback from outside sources. We see feedback like this, and there's many more instances where it's been said that Jeff Daniels and other folks who have done these ads, it works. It gets dollars into this. Why are these legislators so against this? I know we're trying to cut back on funding for a lot of different things because there's a lack of dollars, but it seems like this is a pretty good thing.
Well, and, you know, actually, lawmakers have increased the funding fairly dramatically in recent years. And so, yes, while we have to make our case every year, I mean, as recently as 2005, the total promotion budget for travel promotion was less than $6 million. Well, last year it was $28 million. This year it's $17 million. So, you know, while there's some debate about it, in general, the legislature and certainly the governor have been very supportive of this. But we do have to make our case every year, and right now we have to make our case for 2011 because we've done this national advertising 2 years in a row. We've, as you mentioned, people around the country are noticing it, are responding to it. We've got the research that says it's bringing visitors to Michigan, and yet we have to make our case again this year. So, and we're going to do that. But I think that the fact that USA Today recognized it as a success story, the fact that we won 4 more national awards last night, you know, this all helps make our case.
And just to wrap this up, I guess, from this end, is it frustrating for you to have to constantly fight and scratch when you know you have a good thing going here, you have a lot of support for it? Does that kind of get your spirits down?
It doesn't. I mean, we know what we're doing is the right thing for the state of Michigan. I guess that's the bottom line. You know, it's the right thing to bring visitors to Michigan, and that means money for Michigan businesses. It means jobs for Michigan residents. It means money for the state. So we know we're on the right path. We just have to let others know that, you know, make sure they understand that path and why it's the right thing to do.
All right, George, two more questions before we
sure.
let you go. What else is the tourism department working on?
Well, I think one of the other amazing things is what's going on with our social media sites. And again, this is just confirmation of the power of the Pure Michigan brand, especially on Facebook. If you go to the Pure Michigan Facebook page, we just crossed, actually yesterday, 120,000 fans. In June, we only had 50,000. So that's the kind of growth we're seeing, 500 to 1,000 new people a day adding themselves to our Facebook page. So I just think that's more evidence that, you know, those people are fans of Pure Michigan. That's why they're signing up, and it just shows how that brand is really working for us.
And just to recap, we're breaking some news here, George. Give us that news about where you were last night and what happened.
Yep, the U.S. Travel Association, which hands out the Mercury Awards honoring the best state tourism promotion programs, honored Pure Michigan with 4 awards, the most we've ever gotten in one night, in 1 year. And we won for Best State Tourism Television Commercial, Best State Tourism Radio Commercial, Best State Tourism Partnership Advertising Program, and Best State Tourism Welcome Center Program. So, again, really nice recognition that Pure Michigan's on the right track.
And, George, whose brainchild was Pure Michigan, especially when not only Jeff Daniels was used, but there's another actor who's been in a lot of great movies, especially Westerns, and he's got that great voice. I know he does beef commercials. Whose idea was that?
Yeah, well, actually, the voice of all the Pure Michigan commercials is Tim Allen, a Michigan guy. And, you know, the McCann Erickson, our advertising agency, they get, you know, the bulk of the credit for Pure Michigan. I mean, their creative people really created this brand for us, obviously with input from us. But if you're going to point to where Pure Michigan came from, that's the creative folks at McCann Erickson.
All right. Thanks so much, George. Congratulations on the 4 awards, and thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks. I appreciate it.